Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says because of government's resolve, menace of Naxalism is now confined to only 3 districts as against 125 districts 11 years ago. Campaigning for Bihar Assembly elections continues in high pitch despite bad weather. GST collections rise to 4.6% at over 1.95 lakh crore rupees last month despite rate cuts. 67th edition of Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan begins tomorrow across 24 centres nationwide. India's 2-time Grand Slam winner Rohan Bopanna announces his retirement from professional tennis. And in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup final, India to face South Africa in Navi Mumbai tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the day is not far when every part of the country, including Chhattisgarh, will be free of Maoist violence. Addressing the Chhattisgarh Silver Jubilee celebrations in Raipur today, the Prime Minister said due to Maoist terror, tribal regions of the state were deprived of basic facilities, such as roads, schools and hospitals, for a long time. He said, because of the government's resolve to rid the nation of the menace of Naxalism, the problem is now confined to only 3 districts with limited impact, as against 125 districts 11 years ago.
मैं लाखों माताओं बहनों को अपने बच्चों के लिए रोते बिलखते नहीं छोड़ सकता इसलिए हमने भारत को माओवादी आतंक से मुक्ति दिलाने का संकल्प लिया और आज इसके नतीजे देश देख रहा है और अब सिर्फ 3 जिले बचे हैं जहां माओवादी आतंक का आज भी थोड़ा रुबाब चलाने की कोशिश हो रही है लेकिन मैं देशवासियों को गारंटी देता हूं वो दिन दूर नहीं जब हमारा छत्तीसगढ़ हमारा हिंदुस्तान माओवादी आतंक से पूरी तरह मुक्त हो जाएगा.
The Prime Minister added that today regions like Bastar in Chhattisgarh are experiencing an atmosphere of celebration instead of fear.
Hamari sarkar ek taraf adivasi virasat ko samrakshan de rahi hai, dusri taraf adivasiyon ke vikas aur kalyan par bhi zor de rahi hai. Dharti aba janjatiya gram utkarsh abhiyan desh ke hazaron adivasi gaon mein विकास की नई रोशनी पहुंचा रहा है ये करीब 80,000 करोड़ रुपए की योजना है सबसे पिछड़ी जनजातियों के विकास के लिए भी पहली बार कोई राष्ट्रीय योजना बनी पीएम जनमन योजना के तहत पिछड़ी जनजातियों की हजारों बस्तियों में विकास के काम हो रहे हैं.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees. These projects are primarily related to roads, industry, healthcare and the energy sector. More from our correspondent.
During the Chhattisgarh Silver Jubilee celebrations today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees. To strengthen rural livelihoods, the Prime Minister launched 12 new startup village entrepreneurship program blocks across 9 districts of the state. He also released an installment of 1200 crore rupees to 3 lakh beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. In a major boost to healthcare services in Chhattisgarh, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for 5 new government medical colleges along with a government Ayurveda college and hospital in Bilaspur. The Prime Minister also dedicated the Nagpur-Jharsuguda natural gas pipeline stretching nearly 500 kilometers and constructed at a cost of around 20,000 crore rupees. This pipeline will connect 11 districts of Chhattisgarh to the national gas grid. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
Earlier, the Prime Minister today inaugurated the new building of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Nava Raipur during his visit to the state. The Prime Minister also unveiled the statue of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The election campaign for Bihar Assembly has been adversely affected because of bad weather. However, as the weather improved later in the day, several political leaders addressed public meetings. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leaders Amit Shah and JP Nadda, while addressing the public virtually, said that the NDA has established the rule of law in Bihar. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, addressing an election rally in Jandaha, appealed women not to fall for the opposition's false promises and rumors. The Chief Minister said that under the Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rojgar Yojana, the financial assistance of 10,000 rupees being provided will not be taken back. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis also campaigned at several places in support of NDA candidates. Addressing a rally in Raghunathpur in Siwan, the Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said that the people of Bihar have seen 20 years of Nitish Kumar's rule and now he too deserves an opportunity. Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav addressed his first election rally in support of the Mahagathbandhan candidates at Bahadurpur in Darbhanga. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi, speaking at Bachwara in Begusarai, alleged that due to the NDA government's wrong policies, people of Bihar are forced to migrate. CPI-ML leader Dipankar Bhattacharya and Jan Suraj founders Prasant Kishore also campaigned in support of their respective party candidates. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Bihar, the Election Commission has removed the subdivisional magistrate of Bard, Chandan Kumar, and two subdivisional police officers, SDPOs, Rakesh Kumar and Abhishek Singh of the same region, in view of poll violence and murder of a political worker in Mukama Assembly constituency of Patna district. The commission has directed to initiate disciplinary action against all three officers of Bihar State Administrative Service and State Police Service also. In addition, the poll panel has also directed to suspend SDPO of Bar 2, Abhishek Singh, with immediate effect. A tragic stampede at the Sri Venkateswara Swami Temple in Kasibugga, a Srikakulam district of Andhra Pradesh, claimed at least 9 lives early this morning. The incident occurred during the Ekadashi observance in the holy month of Kartik. Officials said the privately managed temple, built for about 2,000 to 3,000 devotees, was overwhelmed by a crowd of nearly 25,000. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed deep grief and announced 2 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu called the incident extremely painful and directed officials to provide the best medical care. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back, here with us on the news at 9. The total gross goods and services tax, GST, collections grew 4.6% to over 1.95 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to October 2024, despite GST rate cuts implemented on 22nd September. The total gross GST revenue in October 2024 was 1.87 lakh crore rupees. The central GST collection in October stood at 36,547 crore rupees and state GST is at 45,134 crore rupees. The GST Bajat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the handicrafts sector of the country.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced notable tax cuts in the handicraft sector to ease the financial burden on traders, artisans and consumers. Everyday items such as ceramic pots and jars, as well as terracotta and kitchen utensils, are now being taxed at only 5%, down from the earlier 12%. Similarly, in the handicraft sector, the GST rate on statues, decorative ceramics including blue pottery and mirrors with decorative frames have been reduced from 12% to 5%, providing a direct benefit to artisans and traditional craft markets. Glass artifacts including vases, jars, votives and decorative items now attract only 5% GST instead of the previous 12%, making India's handmade glasswork more accessible to consumers. The reforms have not only eased the financial burden on families, but also strengthened the demand for the country's rich heritage of handicrafts. With Drishti, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prasar Bharati, in collaboration with the Culture Ministry, will hold the 67th edition of Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan from tomorrow till the 29th of this month across 24 centres nationwide. Information and Broadcasting Ministry said in a statement that since its inception in 1954, the Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan has stood as one of India's most enduring and respected cultural traditions. It was conceived to bring the finest streams of Hindustani, Carnatic and light and folk music to audiences across the country. The Sammelan has played a vital role in preserving, promoting and popularizing India's rich musical heritage. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju inaugurated the Waves Bazaar at the ongoing India Joy 2025 conclave in Hyderabad today. Speaking on the occasion, he said Waves Bazaar is expected to benefit the entire gamut of media and entertainment industry. Mr. Jaju described it as converting craft to commerce and bringing sellers and buyers to one platform. He exuded confidence that the OTT buyers would also come on board the Waves Bazaar platform and find a suitable market in all languages.
Waves Bazaar is an online marketplace for all the content creators. So it's kind of a LinkedIn for the content creators, but now with that LinkedIn, they can also put out their products on that. So it's almost like a marketplace. And on the other side, we are trying to bring in a lot of other, the OTT buyers. We have been impressing upon a lot of OTTs to also make use of Waves Bazaar for buying their content. It's not just films. It's the entire gamut of media and entertainment segment that's going to be part, that's part of Waves Bazaar. It's all languages, paisa vasool. I mean, it's like converting your passion into paisa, or as we used to call, converting your craft into commerce.
All commercial vehicles registered outside Delhi under the categories of BS3 and below have been banned to enter in the national capital from today to curb rising air pollution. However, commercial goods vehicles of BS4 category are permitted to enter in Delhi till 31st of October of next year. The decision has been taken by the Delhi government on the recommendation of the Commission for Air Quality Management. The Commission said there is no restriction on the commercial goods vehicles registered in Delhi. It also added that CNG, LNG and electric commercial goods vehicles are also permitted to enter the city. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face South Africa in the summit clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai tomorrow. The match will begin at 3 p.m. South Africa reached the final after a commanding 125-run victory over England in Guwahati in the first semi-final. India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match in Navi Mumbai on Thursday. India's two-time Grand Slam winner Rohan Bopanna announced his retirement from professional tennis today, bringing an end to his 20-year-long celebrated career. Bopanna announced his retirement in a social media post. Widely regarded as one of India's greatest tennis players, Bopanna built a remarkable legacy based on a powerful serve, deft net skills and a lasting influence in both men's and mixed doubles. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says because of government's resolve, menace of naxalism is now confined to only 3 districts as against 125 districts 11 years ago. Campaigning for Bihar Assembly elections continues in high pitch despite bad weather. GST collections rise to 4.6% at over 1.95 lakh crore rupees last month despite rate cuts. 67th edition of Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan begins tomorrow across 24 centres nationwide. India's two-time Grand Slam winner Rohan Bopanna announces his retirement from professional tennis. And in the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup final, India to face South Africa in Navi Mumbai tomorrow. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.